You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand environments are filled with tiny, near-invisible plastic particles known as microplastics, according to new research out of the University of Canterbury. Microplastic researchers Professor Sally Gore and Dr. Laura Revel of the University of Canterbury are currently undertaking research into these microplastics in our environments. The aims of the research are to understand the wider impacts of these particles that will have on our natural wildlife, human life, and environmental bodies. I spoke to environmental chemistry professor Sally Gore about these microplastics within our environment. In our interview, I asked what the dangers of microplastic could be, where they are present, and what solutions there are to stop microplastics entering our environment. I began by asking Sally about what her research covers.
So the focus of the research that we're doing here at the University of Canterbury is trying to understand sort of where microplastics come from, what kind of microplastics do we have in New Zealand, and what might be some of the implications of those microplastics. Where do they go? What do they do? What kind of effects might they have?
What are microplastics?
So microplastics are small plastic particles, less than 5 millimetres is the usual working definition. Now these can either be deliberately produced, something like the beads that were in facial scrubs, or might be used for blasting or glitter, one of my pet peeves, or they are made from the breakdown of bigger plastic items in the environment.
And why are microplastics dangerous to our environments?
They're ubiquitous, which means we find them everywhere. They are very small, so they're quite mobile. Once they're out in the environment, they're going to be very, very hard to remove, if not impossible to remove. And not only do you have the plastics themselves, which can have adverse impacts on organisms, they may also have adverse impacts on humans as well, but the jury's still out on that and the science isn't fully sorted around that. Is not only do the other plastics themselves a problem, but when the plastics are made, they use catalysts, something like antimony is used as a catalyst to make polyester, which is in our clothing, or they may have additives, colouring, you know, to give different chemicals added to either in the manufacture to give them properties. They can also pick up other contaminants from the environment. So wherever those plastics go, those contaminants that are associated with them go as well.
Are there any specific environments that are most vulnerable to microplastics?
I don't think we have enough science to say that, but anywhere that anybody has looked, from up on the top of Mount Everest to deep sea trenches, everywhere people have looked on Earth, they have found microplastics.
And have you identified any solutions to stop microplastics entering our environments or to sort of remove them from the environments once they're there?
So people are looking at how you might remove them, but I think stopping them entering the environment is going to be the biggest. And that's going to involve people sort of reevaluating our love affair with synthetic polymers. So we're going to have to think about when do we use them, what's a good use of plastic, what's not a good use of plastic. And we're going to have to get better when we have finished using a plastic item of reusing it, repurposing it, recycling it, rather than having them released into the environment.
And what progress have you made with your research so far into looking into these microplastics?
I'm involved in several research projects with different external parties as well. We have identified that plastics are present in Laura's work, identifying them in the atmosphere. We've identified them in wastewater. We've identified them in seafood. We've identified them in beach sand. They're present in our waterways. We know that they are widely present. The next stage is that we're looking at is starting to look at some of the impacts on toxicity, what they might do. Particularly, we've been working with bivalves, so we know they're present in mussels. We've got projects that are going to look at what happens to mussels. We are also starting to get interested in what happens, particularly around clothing, now what kind of chemicals are in the plastics, and what might be being carried into the environment.
And so finally, what can people be doing to sort of try and reduce the amount of microplastics that they are contributing to our environments?
For every plastic item you think that you use, think about whether you need to use it. So we are starting to phase out single-use plastic items, but each one of us is going to need to think about, with plastic items, do we need it? Is this a good use of plastic?
That was environmental chemistry professor Sally Gore of the University of Canterbury on microplastics in our environments.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.